talent shows, campers meet new friends and strengthen existing friendships. The bonds formed at camp are important and lasting for many youth. Summer camp is an unforgettable experience that will give each camper memories and camp traditions that will last a lifetime. Sign up for summer camp today at the YMCA of Grace Harbor. For more information, visit the Y website, ghymca.net. It is 4:22. Rick Moyer on the Kicks Afternoon Show with you. Kim Roberts is with me, and I cannot wait to hear about the mermaid celebration. What are we calling it now?
It's a mermaid festival.
Okay, festival. I knew I was missing the word.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
It is, April 6th to 14th.
Now, this is kind of a phenomenon. How many years have we done this now?
Like 3 years.
Yeah, okay. So for the first year, I was like, what?
Yeah, everybody was scratching their heads.
I was like, why would you? Yeah. Then I came out to the museum and I saw the stuff and went, wow, this is so cool.
It was amazing.
Gave me goosebumps.
Such generosity from our community and from our friends in fishing and diving industry.
It was amazing. And then it kind of got bigger. And then it got bigger, and now I don't know what's going to happen this year. Tell me about the festival and what you have planned.
Well, it's going to run 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day.
Okay.
It's free, so we want to see all of our community out there, young and old. Una the Mermaid is a live mermaid swimming in her tank. She'll be there every day.
That's so cool.
My friend Rachel the Sailing Siren will be there doing fire dancing.
Oh my God.
My friends Nick and Amanda are aerial acrobats, so they're working up on silks on this high tripod.
Oh, that's amazing.
Another one of my friends, Olive the Alchemist, she'll be on the mermaid throne, and she's a former Disney mermaid, so is so magical. And then we've got a lot of local artists, foods. Got some free activities. We got fish printing and sand dollar painting.
Cool.
So just lots of fun stuff for all ages.
I heard a rumor.
Oh, unicorns.
I heard a rumor that you're going to have unicorns this year.
Yeah. My friend Crystal's bringing Sky and Blue, her unicorns, up.
And the kids just love that.
Everybody loves
it. Well, actually, the adults like it too.
Yeah. They're beautiful white unicorns with just gorgeous. They'll be wearing their mermaid halters this year.
Oh, that's so great. Well, were you surprised at the popularity of this?
I was incredibly surprised. It was beyond my wildest dreams.
And did that inspire you to make it bigger and better?
Yeah, it really put the fire under me. Like, it's not enough just to be here. We have to be
excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah. And,
you know, our goal in the museum is to help people understand what it feels like to go underwater.
Wow.
And if you don't have the means or the interest or the abilities,
you can still experience.
I took a friend through 2 years ago. He was a retired Navy SEAL, and he was paralyzed in the Gulf War.
Wow.
And I was taking him through, and I was giving him a tour, and I look, and this is a hard man. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's a tough man. And yeah. I look, and he's crying.
Aww.
And I'm like, what's going on? He goes, you took me underwater again when I never thought I could.
Gosh, that's like really cool. That's really, really cool. All right, so tell me, what can they expect? I mean, you did a little bit, but they're going to come out. It's a family event.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you can come by yourself if you want, but you can bring kids to it. Mm-hmm. It's kid friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you don't charge on this.
No, it's free to come to the museum and free to join the festival and participate.
What's your favorite part of the festival?
Golly, that's a really good question. I think I love seeing all the people that show up as mermaids.
That must be fascinating.
That warms my heart. And, you know, men, women, kids.
Mermen.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we'll have the Portland Pod will be here, and they are a really diverse mermaid group. The South Sound Pod will be here. Members of the Seattle Mermaid School.
Wow.
So that you can get certified by the Professional Association of Dive Instructors to be a certified mermaid.
Wow. And you have music there too. The siren, doesn't she sing?
Actually, Celtic. Captain's daughter, Jenny Layton.
Yeah.
Will be there doing Celtic music
that's
every day.
That's gonna be so great.
And, you know.
And how long is the festival again?
9 days.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah, it's hard to sustain. One of the challenges is going to be parking.
Please
be patient and please be safe with the kids and critters that are moving through the parking lots, because everybody's excited, but we want it to be 100% safe.
You've done such a great job at the winery, because, I mean, we'll go out there just to walk around and see all the different things that you guys do. It's just really cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's a really relaxing place. The food's good. The people are great. But when you started doing the mermaid stuff, I was like, this is, you could tell. Just you step inside, you're like, all right, you're going to get a lot of people to this. And then the festival, that's such a great gift to our community.
Well, we want to invite everybody out because this was something that we could give our community. It's our gift. It's a nonprofit organization, and we've got 10, 11 amazing women on the board of directors.
That's really
cool.
And
they are the guide.
Oh, that's great. Well, I hear a lot about it from the folks at the Aberdeen Sunday Market and different organizations around here. They're just like,
we'll have a lot of those local artists and crafters out for the festival. So reconnect with our community.
Kim, thank you for investing in the community. It's a big deal. And I don't know how you can keep awake after 9 days. You probably take a week just to
I get pretty tuckered out by the end of the show.
That's like having summer camp every day for 9 days.
And my whole team at the winery, the museum, they work
so hard.
And we just set the hoop high and we keep jumping.
It's really cool. Well, thank you again. That's really cool. Thanks for coming to visit me. I loved it. It was great.
My treat.
All right. Don't forget, it comes up starting on the...
April 6th to April 14th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. every day, and it's free.
That's awesome.
Free Ticket Fridays are back. Win tickets to some of the biggest names in country music. Free Ticket